Three women are sewing coats in a big old industrial building in Detroit. Their goal is to make 800 coats for the homeless this year. But this isn't just any winter coat. While it looks like a super warm jacket with an oversized hood, there's a little flap at the bottom for your feet. This coat can double as a sleeping bag, and when it's hot, it can be folded up into an over-the-shoulder satchel.
We're getting ready to attach the Velcro on the left front panel.
The women making the coats are giving them away to the homeless, and they all know what that's like. They were all homeless themselves.
I came from prison.
Annis Maxwell was in prison for 6 years and had no place to go when she got out in 2010. She says being homeless is tough.
Not having a place to call your own, you know, not being able to go to a house and put a key in the door, not being able to sit in your living room, not being able to say this is mine.
Maxwell, along with two other women, make $10 an hour working nearly full time. Their boss is 22-year-old Veronica Scott. Scott is CEO and founder of what she calls the Empowerment Plan. It's a project she started 2 years ago when she was going to college in Detroit.
It was a school project gone awry is the best way to describe it. I was a College for Creative Studies student studying product design. And this was a project that really kind of threw us all for a loop. It was sponsored by a humanitarian design organization. And they came in and said, design to fill a need. And this is what came out of that class.
Scott says she only hires ambitious homeless women. She wants to stop the cycle of homelessness and offer opportunity for those who otherwise wouldn't get a chance.
The goal of this project are these ladies. At the end of the day, you know, our coat is more of a vehicle for these women and this community to learn a skill, learn a manufacturing skill that can create independence for them, something that could be a future career and create a diverse market of jobs, because right now there's still only like very few unless you're creating it yourself.
Maxwell says working for the Empowerment Plan has helped her achieve her ambitions.
I have set goals since I've been out of prison, and I have accomplished all the goals that I've set.
But Maxwell says she does have one more goal, and that's to go back to school in the fall. But that doesn't mean she'll stop making coats.
So I'll still be with the Empowerment Plan, which is a good thing, because I truly believe that she's on the rise to something great, and I would like to be a part of it. So I'm sticking and staying for as long as they have me.
After working for the Empowerment Plan for 8 months, Maxwell is moving into her own place for the first time in 8 years. The Empowerment Plan is also looking to expand. Scott will be hiring 4 more homeless women later this month. For Michigan Radio, I'm Emily Fox.